Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1647. Winston suddenly felt moisture seep from between his legs. Warm liquid trickled down his pants leg and to the floor. Neil was stunned to his core. But he swiftly recovered and yelled out, "The meeting is over. All of you are dismissed immediately." Winston slowly looked down at the small puddle of water by his feet, mind blank. He'd always lived his life proud and lustrous, never in such a pathetic and hideous state. A great wave of shame consumed Winston, washing away the fear and pain from his illness. As the head of his family and company, he felt incredibly humiliated right now. Just then, two rows of bodyguards filed into the room and got everyone out as soon as possible before securing the entrance. Dominic sneakily pulled out his phone, wanting to record this humiliating moment. But before he could even start recording a video, pain shot through his wrist, making him release the phone. Dominic yelped in pain, stumbling backward as he clasped his injured arm. Standing in front of him was Jasper, who was now holding his phone and shooting him a death glare. Jasper dropped Dominic's phone to the floor and stomped on it with his foot, breaking it. "You! You!" Dominic exclaimed angrily, face flushed. "Sorry. Wasn't paying attention," Jasper said coldly before kicking the shards of the phone away. "I'll have someone buy you a new one later." "No need. It's just a phone." "I'm not so petty," Dominic ground out angrily. Still, he decided to leave before he suffered any more losses. Before he left, he said coldly to Winston, "Take care of yourself, Winston. I'm sure you don't need my help anymore, what with all these people protecting you." Jasper and Neil quickly helped Winston sit down. The latter held onto Winston's hand, tears falling down his cheeks. "Hold on, Mr. Winston. I've already called the medics over." "No. Don't call an ambulance." Winston was choked with shame. "Understand. We need to make sure this news doesn't leak out. As much as possible," Neil said. Jasper understood why after seeing how pale Winston was, including the puddle of liquid on the floor. His heart pained as he saw Alyssa's father going through so much pain. "Mr. Jasper. You." Neil's eyes widened with shock. "It's all right now, sir. I've wiped it all away." Jasper held his stay ed.cot, not the AST bite, disgusted. "You don't need to worry about anything with Lice and me here." Winston's throat was choked with emotion. Gratitude, guilt. Kale Weld OS, aid in him, Jasper. Thank you. Meanwhile. Chapter 1648. Jasper and Alyssa took action separately. Jasper helped Neil take care of Winston while Alyssa gathered all the company directors aside from Dominic in a separate room to talk to them. After all, this was something only Alyssa, the future heiress of KS Group and daughter of the Taylor family, was entitled to do. The atmosphere in the room wasn't the best right now. The directors were continually grumbling and discussing amongst themselves. These directors were prominent figures in Bell Bank's business world who owned shares in KS Group. All of them had known Winston for more than two decades. They obeyed and followed Winston's directions without complaint solely because he could help them earn a lot of money. But what about Alyssa? As much as Winston doted on her, she was still an immature young woman. If anyone were to rise from the Taylor family, it had to be Jonah, who was the CEO of the company. So why was Alyssa rising to the occasion? Sean had rushed over to Alyssa's side at her beck and call the instant he got wind of what transpired at the company. The two stood side by side as if returning to their old dynamic duo. Alyssa sat at the head of the conference table, coldly observing all the old men around the table. Sean angrily ground his teeth when he saw how disrespectful the directors were being toward Alyssa. "Ms. Alyssa, these old quacks are so annoying." Alyssa's eyes darkened before she said loudly, "Could have a moment to speak." The directors continued bickering amongst themselves, ignoring her. Alyssa's patience was already thin, given how worried she was for her father's illness. This was the last straw. She raised her hand and heavily slammed it thrice on the conference desk. All the directors jolted in shock at the loud noise. "What is the meaning of this, Ms. Alyssa? Why did you call us here?" "Yeah. We're very busy men with things to do. And what happened with Mr. Taylor's illness? Hadn't he recovered already? It seemed like he was only getting worse. Is he able to manage the company if this continues? Mr. Taylor even wet himself." Fury consumed Alyssa as her heart ached. Still, she maintained a cold, calm expression. "You've all been my father's close friends for several decades, helping him usher the company through thick and thin to make it what it is today. I'm sure your concerns stem from worry for my father and the company. Can sympathize entirely with this, and this is also why I've gathered you all here today." Alyssa might be a woman, but she held an impressive and domineering presence. Her grace and strength surpassed even more than 10 men combined. The directors immediately quietened down, giving Alyssa temporary control of the situation. "I'm sure all of you know just how important KS Group is to my father. His every movement, including Mrs. Thickcastle as a headache, can affect the company's market value and reputation. Naturally, it affects all your benefits as shareholders," Alyssa said. With a smirk, she gently veered the conversation a different way. "If may be frank, I'm sure our all ee bappy with tea how much petty you've earned while supporting my father. You're all reputable businessmen. I'm sure you wouldn't disgrace yourselves by biting the hand that feeds you, yes?" The room was dead silent. Alyssa's words could not be clearer. It was an implied warning to certain unsatisfied parties. "We understand what you're trying to say, Ms. Alyssa. We're concerned for both Mr. Taylor and he Ormani's Bainey to read I we'd do anything to harm the company. We'd be jeopardizing ourselves in that case." One of the directors piped up to ease the tension. Everyone else affirmed the sentiment. "Yes, no, none of you would ever do that," Alyssa said, leaning forward and crossing her fingers together. "But I am a businessman, just like my father. We judge by actions, not words." Alyssa then shot Sean a look. Chapter 1649. Sean nodded and took out a stack of documents from his briefcase before distributing them to the directors. A non-disclosure agreement. The directors were shocked. Some of them felt insulted and asked, "What is the meaning of this, Ms. Alyssa? We're all close friends of your father's and helped him build the company from scratch. Do you not trust us? Is this how you show your respect? Alyssa responded calmly, please don't misunderstand. I'm only doing this to protect my father, KS Group, and all your shares as much as possible. It has nothing to do with my respect for anyone. This NDA is just a safety precaution meant to keep those who mean harm in check. Not only are you all my father's business partners, you're also his friends. Trust none of you would do something to ruin my father's reputation. This agreement is a mere backup. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a need for contracts in the business world anymore, don't you agree? Alyssa had already spoken in a gracious and respectful enough manner. There was no reason for the directors not to sign the NDA unless they truly were the people who meant to harm, as Alyssa had put it. Soon, all agreements were signed. Sean's brows furrowed before he whispered in Alyssa's ear, Ms. Alyssa, Dominic Taylor isn't here. No. Don't worry, we'll talk about him in a bit, Alyssa said, gaze sullen. After collecting all the NDAs, the directors got up and left, no longer having the patience to speak to Alyssa any further. Since all of you have signed the agreement, let me remind you. Alyssa swiveled in her chair, back facing the directors as she continued coldly, our company's board of directors have policies to follow. The most important one is that no directors can do anything that would harm KS Group in any way. The moment a director violates this rule, they will be dismissed from the board and never to rejoin. Am clear? A weight settled in the directors' hearts upon hearing this. They quickly left the room without another word. Silence soon filled the room once more. Alyssa deflated in an instant, hands cupping her face. She knew that her father would be all right with Jasper and Neil by his side. She'd give anything to go to her father's side right now. But this was the first time something like this had happened, a crisis of this magnitude. This is something the Taylors had never experienced before. Alyssa had tried her best to compose herself, yet she was still anxious. Don't be scared, Ms. Alyssa, Sean said, crouching by her side as he consoled her. We're all here for you. Mr. Winston and KS Group will both be okay. Alyssa took a deep breath and removed her hands, revealing her ashen face. Thank you for coming all the way, Sean. Nonsense. Sean's eyes widened. I'll always follow you loyally, no matter what happens. No, but still feel sorry. Sorry toward you and Tatey, Alyssa sighed, suddenly feeling wikelkying, but don't worky-ind someone to fill the role of my secretary soon. You won't be troubled any longer. But Ms. Alyssa, want to be your secretary? Sean shook his head, not wanting Alyssa Tosi at Ings Jai's this. Ikntiwak. Soar or riches. All hope for is to be able to help you solve your problems so you can rest easy. If you still trust me and don't find me lacking compared to before, then please. Employ me as your secretary again. Alyssa choked with gratitude. On their way back to the chairman's office, Sean asked her, Ms. Alyssa, isn't keeping Dominic Zahler Akand a bad idea for Thakmp? Why? He's a terrible man who can't keep his mouth shut. He didn't sign the NDA either. I'm sure he's going to start plotting something behind our backs. Chapter 1650. Alyssa marched fast, saying, I purposely set up this trap for Dominic. All we have to do is for him to take the bait. Sean was surprised. What? You don't really think that NDA is functional, do you? Alyssa's gaze was cold as she continued, there's always a fly on the wall. Even if Winston doesn't go to the hospital after this incident, news of it is still bound to spread. Dominic will naturally jump on this opportunity to strike now that he's seen it himself. If we want to get rid of him, we need to wait for him to take the first move. Can't retaliate if he doesn't strike first. Sean immediately understood Alyssa's intentions. He gave her a thumbs up. Whoa. You're really cunning, Ms. Alyssa. Oh, wait. Meant you're a genius. Alyssa arrived at her father's side just as the medics left. Winston's condition had already stabilized. His mental state, however, was in shambles. Have you told my family? Alyssa's eyes were wet with tears as she stood in front of Jasper. Jasper gently shook his head and pulled her into his arms, heart aching. Even though they have to be notified of this sooner or later. Still think we should keep it quiet for now. Winston needs some rest. He's not in a good state right now. Alyssa rested her forehead on Jasper's shoulder, fists trembling by her sides. She was Winston's most loved daughter, and she was the one who knew her father best. Of course she knew just how much pain her father was going through. Have you dealt with the directors? If you need help, don't hesitate to ask me. Don't take up all the pressure yourself, Jasper said earnestly. It has all been dealt with. Alyssa leaned weakly against him, sniffling. You're such an amazing woman, baby, Jasper said, kissing Alyssa's cheek as his heart pounded in his chest. Yes, Jasper had to admit it. Alyssa was the only woman for him now. She was basically his wife at this point. What is going on with my father's body? Alyssa asked worriedly as she rubbed her eyes. The medics came by just now, but they couldn't do much else besides stabilizing Winston's condition. We'll need to get your father checked at the hospital, but I'm afraid he doesn't want to go. Alyssa grew frustrated. Why is he still so proud? Is his pride more important than his life? Jasper clasped her trembling hand and said, honestly, given how your father has lived such a proud, respectable life for so long, you might be right. Death before dishonor. We can't have Julian come and help us now after what we's with Aiden T. Time Cali SS side. Seabold step in if Winston lost a limb, but I'm really not adept at neurology. It's all my fault. Guilt filled Jasper's chest. It must be because of drugs side guy Fectkva ink this through. Shouldn't have let Winston try it. This is not your fault, Jasper. Don't blame yourself. Alyssa caressed his face before going over to her father's side. Winston was lying on the couch right now covered in a blanket, back toward them. He wasn't moving in the slightest bit. Alyssa wanted to cry so badly. To her, her father's back had always been a firm, indomitable fi-m safety teal wooer it's yet a here from the herd hest obstacles, providing her with all the support she needed. Yet right now, Alyssa felt like her father had grown old. He was silently curled into a ball like a sad old man. Winston. Hey, Winston. Chapter 1651. Alyssa crouched down by the couch and gently nudged Winston. She said in the softest tone she could muster, "What's wrong? Feeling shy?" "Oh, Winston. It's no big deal. Who in their right mind would be so obsessed over something like this? That'd be a terrible testament to their character. Plus, our family owns KS Group. If we're to take a dump out by the entrance, the directors and staff would have no choice but to stay silent about it." Both Jasper and Neil were at a loss for words. They knew Alyssa was trying to console Winston, but there were better ways to console someone, better analogies to be used. Winston remained silent with his back toward Alyssa. "You've been through so many ups and downs in life, Winston. You're not going to let this little hurdle drag you down, are you?" Alyssa was getting more anxious now. "Hey, Winston. Can you pull yourself together? You still have so many wives and kids to look after. What do we do if you don't toughen up?" "Lice," Winston finally said. His voice was so hoarse Alyssa could barely make out what was being said. "Must be such a disappointment to you, huh?" Alyssa's heart pained. "What are you talking about, Dad? Of course you're not. Even hate myself so much. I'm sure all of you must find me a handful to deal with." Winston curled up into a tighter ball. "Do you know what was going through my mind just now, Lice? Was feeling so glad that your mother had passed on early. If she'd seen me in such a state, she'd be so disappointed and disgusted." Winston was very much aware that Jasper was present here. The fact that he was revealing his most vulnerable self to Jasper meant that he no longer saw the latter as an outsider. "Dad," Alyssa croaked out, lips trembling.
"Jasper."
"Yes."
Jasper took a step forward, standing side by side with Alyssa. "Despised you once, yelled at you, struck you. And even continuously tried to separate you and Lice. No was wrong for doing all that, so now. Sincerely hope you'll forgive me."
"I'm sorry, Jasper," Winston said. Jasper was shocked to the core. He stammered, "And no, sir. Please don't think that way. I've never blamed you for what you did or thought you were in the wrong. You really don't need to apologize to me. Please. Take care of my sweetest, darling daughter from now on," Winston said quietly. "I trust in your love for her as well as you being a respectable man. Please also manage your family business well. You have to become as rich as am one day so my daughter doesn't live in poverty with you. Have nothing more to say beyond that." Neil couldn't believe what he was hearing. He was barely containing the joy he felt. Jasper's heart pounded in his chest as he gazed lovingly at Alyssa. "At rest assure I elektine working hard ahead dive Alyssa all the best in the world." But Alyssa had already gotten all that she wanted. Toward aspects, BVE wast hot day thing in the world. Just then, her phone rang. She answered the call when she saw that it was from Jonah.
"Jonah. Mr. Benton just updated me about what happened to Dad, Lice." Jonah's voice wa solep bat still, comforting. "Britag. Dad to Taylor General Hospital right away. Julian is here with me right now. He'll check up on Dad.
Julian is back," Alyssa exclaimed with joy.
"MHM.
Jonah took a deep breath before saying tenderly, "I don't plan to let him go now that he's back." Chapter 1652. Ha ha ha. Hurry up and take out our best wine, my dear. I'm going to enjoy myself tonight. Dominic chuckled, feeling immensely pleased after what happened with Winston today. The loud noise he made shocked the cockatiel resting nearby. Why won't he just go to hell? Why won't he just go to hell? The cockatiel squawked, sounding exactly like Dominic. Ha ha. Did you cast a spell or something, Bertie? Winston is actually going to die soon, ha ha ha. Dominic chuckled, playing with the cockatiel. Why are you yelling, Dad? You woke me up from my nap, Renee said, yawning as she descended the stairs. She asked lazily, "What happened to get you so excited?" Dominic lounged on the couch and grinned. Winston fell sick in front of everyone during the board meeting today. "Really?" Renee exclaimed in joy. Renee had grown up hearing Dominic's incessant complaints about Winston. Hence to her, Winston's family was their number one enemy. Dominic would often boast about his capabilities to Renee. He would say how Winston was jealous of his strength and used his status as the family's heir to oppress Dominic, relegating Dominic to merely being involved in management and nothing more. So Renee was successfully brainwashed to hate Winston. In fact, she also hated Alyssa from a young age. Not only that, but Winston even pissed himself in front of everyone. Ha ha ha. Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. Renee wrinkled her nose but couldn't help but chuckle. Dominic then embraced Renee and kissed her on the cheek. You have no idea how delighted felt at the time. Was finally able to vent all the past decade's worth of anger. Bet Winston never expected to find himself in such a dire state in his entire life. He can't even control his bladder. How could he manage KS Group? He should give up his position already. Hatred glinted in Dominic's eyes. No. Don't just want him to step off as chairman. Want the world to know how humiliated Winston is. Even if he doesn't die, want him to lose all social dignity and have his reputation ruined. Want him to never be able to make a comeback. Dominic's harsh words made even Renee shiver in fear. Your uncle has always been arrogant and domineering in getting what he wanted, whether it was women or other things. He has no one else but himself to blame for his circumstances today. Renee was stunned. Women, Dad. Dominic ground his teeth in silence. The woman he tete-a-pair was Herg Etherchiston's first wife Elisa's mother Jennifer Whittaker. Jennifer was the most beautiful and graceful woman Dominic had ever met in his life. One look from her was enough to seduce his heart. Yet even though Dominic was her savior, she ended up choosing Winston over him. Dominic and Winston were both children from the Taylor while, why did he have to lie / Ike Searston? Shot low and not even have the right to fight for the woman of his dreams. That was why Dominic hated Winston so incredibly much. What do you plan to do next, Dad? Renee asked curiously. Humph. Do Winston's family think don't have any tricks you mycy scenes now they've situation ud control? They think too little of me. Chapter 1653. Dominic clasped his daughter's hand, looking excited. Just you wait, sweetie. Our lives are soon going to change for the better.
Dad, can you find a way to snatch Jasper Beckett from Alyssa for me once you get rid of Uncle Winston and take over KS Group?
Renee asked hopefully, holding onto her father's arm.
Jasper Beckett?
Not in the slightest chance.
Dominic flung Renee's hand away.
He felt so angry when he thought about how Jasper had humiliated him twice and even smashed his phone.
Why not?
Weren't you so supportive of me getting together with him before?
Renee pouted.
Wouldn't you be proud to be the father-in-law of Beckett Group CEO?
Heck, it'd be the greatest thing in the world for you.
You can marry whichever rich heir you want amongst Bell Bank's elite families, just not Jasper Beckett.
Dominic rose to his feet in a fit of rage.
We can set your relationship matters on the back burner for now.
Once put an end to Winston and take over the company, I'll naturally find a suitable match for you.
Don't worry. Your future husband will definitely be just as powerful as Jasper Beckett is.
Won't let you lose to Alyssa in any way.
There was always a fly on the wall, just as Alyssa predicted.
Jameson had quickly gotten word of Winston's admittance into the hospital from the spies he installed around Bell Banks and the Taylor family.
This is too much of a coincidence, Mr. Jameson, Carl said as he watched Jameson play chess.
He continued, Jasper Beckett has only just gotten the medicine from Mr. Justin.
Winston Taylor should be recovering after consuming it, even if such recovery would only be temporary.
Why did his sickness worsen and make him end up in the hospital?
What is going on?
Jameson picked up a black chess piece, ready to knock an opposing white one off the table.
Drugs and medicine are inherently toxic in some way, even more so for drugs which take effect quickly like this one.
Winston Taylor is an old man.
If he consumes the medication without thinking about the potential side effects, he'd basically be sentencing himself to death.
Gave Winston the medicine last time to save his life.
If do it again, it might take his life instead.
Carl's eyes widened.
Do you mean that Mr. Justin never planned to help Winston Taylor in the first place, but to?
Jasper was the one who asked for the medicine.
Mr. Justin naturally gave it to him and even secured himself a favor from Jasper.
Not only that, but it even caused the Taylor family turmoil.
Why would Mr. Justin turn away from such an opportunity?
Jameson said, though his expression was unpleasant.
Jameson had been very concerned with how Justin viewed Alyssa.
Oh! How wise of Mr. Justin, Carl said, stopping himself from saying the word wicked instead.
Neither the Taylor family nor the Becketts have what it takes to oppose Mr. Justin.
He has control over both families' situations.
Jameson knocked away another white chess piece before sighing.
Support Mr. Justin in this Garup TTE plays and tear what on T care who he wants dead, be it Winston or Jonah Taylor.
I'll save Lice.
As long as Mr. Justin doesn't harm Lice, I'll be okay with whatever he chooses to do.
Carl thought about things for a moment before he coent toy Ike Fort Mayor Eister of what happened to Winston Taylor, sir.
Have you released the bait like told you?
Jameson asked, eyes narrowing.
As you instructed, sir.
All right.
Update Victor, then.
He's bound to find out even if we don't tell him ourselves, Daffy, he sheeted and continued, I can't wait to see that weak old man struggle in futility.
Carl sneered. Struggle? You think too highly of him, sir. I'd say Winston Taylor is breathing his last breath.
Chapter 1654. As night fell, Jameson went to Schmidt residence to have dinner with Victor. The once lively dinner table was now silent, with only Victor and Jameson sitting by it. Jameson told Victor what happened in the Taylor family while eating. Victor chuckled out loud. Was wondering why that old fox Winston hasn't been making an appearance recently. So he's in the ICU. Still remember how he used to boast about his good health.
Health my ass. Bet he's worn himself out with all those wives of his.
Jameson silently drank his water. Victor raised his glass to Jameson. Now that Winston Taylor has fallen, his family and company must have descended into chaos. They're only acting like everything's fine on the surface. If something happens to Jonah Taylor, then KS Group really will have no one to lead them now. We'll have a chance to get our revenge against them.
Just then, someone called out, "This is our time, Dad."
Josh strode into the dining room, lips twitching from excitement even as he tried his best to compose himself. It had been a long time since he'd shown himself.
"What are you doing here, Josh?"
Victor said impatiently, having long lost his confidence in Josh already.
"I told you to never meddle in our family's business ever again. All we need is Jameson. By the way, have you finished clearing things up? Didn't order you to take over our branch in Fall Andos. When do you plan to go?"
Everything Victor said was basically asking Josh to stay out of his sight. Josh angrily glared at Jameson's calm expression. There was no way he was going to Fall Andos. He was going to stay here and make a comeback.
"If heard correctly, you want something to happen to Jonah Taylor, right, Dad?"
Josh asked with a cunning smile. "Have a way to remove him from his post as CEO fast."
"You?"
Victor scoffed. "No one of his secrets. The kind that will shock the entire nation and ruin his reputation for good."
Josh exclaimed.
Jameson took another sip of his water. He wasn't thirsty. He was only drinking the water because he needed to hide the smile pulling at his lips.
"How confident of you."
Victor wiped his mouth and tossed the napkin on the table.
"Tell us the secret then.
You can start joining us for dinner here if it's really as shocking as you say it is. If this secret is useful, don't just want to sit at this table, want to be reinstated to my position as CEO of the company."
Josh exclaimed, shooting Jameson another glare.
"You?" Victor's brows knitted together.
"It's okay, Dad," Jameson said humbly. "This post always belonged to Josh anyway. It's reasonable for him to be unhappy that I'm in it. But don't mind. We're family, after all. If Josh really has a way to get rid of Jonah, then let him continue being the company's CEO. I'm happy enough being part of the board and the management department."
Victor felt all the more appreciative of Jameson after hearing all this. At the same time, his impression of Josh worsened. Josh went over to his father's side and said excitedly, "Jonah Taylor is gay."
Victor was stunned. He looked at Josh in shock.
"What did you say?"
"It's true, Dad.
have concrete evidence.
Josh's eyes were glowing. Not only do Noint Het, John Taylor Ige, Heen Kritau who his lover is.
Jonah will be ruined once leak this news to the public.
He'll never, ever recover from it.
W. Who is his lover?
Victor asked curiously.
Someone you'd never expect.
Josh cocked an eyebrow.
If we revia Jonah Taylor's sex dafty, not shy will eat a nssh, it will also wreak havoc in both Solana City and Bell Bank's business world.
Imagine how pissed off Winston Taylor would be if he found on his eldest son was depraved Hersenug. Don't you think he might die right then and there, especially now that he's sick?
Victor couldn't help but chuckle.
He knew Winston too well.
Of course, this news would be his killing blow.
Show me the photos first.
Victor said.
Leave it to me, Dad.
I'll show you all the pictures you want once this is over, Josh said.
He didn't dare take out the photos for fear Jameson might get any ideas.
Josh was prepared to claim this victory solely for himself.
Since you've already readied your strategy, let me wish you the best of luck, Josh, Jameson said as he raised his wine glass, a kind, harmless smile on his face.
Chapter 1655.
Winston was immediately hospitalized at the VIP ward of a Bell Banks hospital owned by the Taylors.
When Alyssa and Jasper sent Winston to the hospital, Jonah and Julian had been waiting for them.
After a few days of separation, Alyssa noticed that Julian had lost weight and looked pallid.
It was as though he had recently recovered from a serious illness.
Without wasting time, the hospital staff wheeled Winston into the treatment room, and Julian followed suit.
Before entering the room, he turned to cast one last glance at Jonah, mouthing, "Don't worry.
Got you."
Everyone's heart sank when the doors slammed shut.
Jonah stared squarely at the room with bated breath and heartache.
Winston's ailment and Julian's health weighed heavily on him.
That morning, Julian had complained about a dull pain in the wounds on his back.
Jonah had wanted him to rest, but upon learning about Winston's health issue, Julian scrambled up with renewed vigor and insisted on traveling to Bell Banks.
On their way to Bell Banks, Jonah held the steering wheel with one hand as Julian played with his free hand, squeezing and rubbing it with much love.
Jonah recalled how he tried to talk Julian out of the trip.
"You've only begun to recover.
You'll only overexert yourself by taking on the stressful work."
Julian retorted, "I'm a man, I'm not as fragile as you thought.
Don't worry."
Funnily enough, Julian always emphasized the fact that he was a man, as though Jonah might confuse him as a lady due to his lovely features.
Perhaps part of Julian worried that he'd be abandoned again like last time, which was unbearable for him.
"No, you're a man."
Staring forward, Jonah said in a hoarse voice, "I know what I'm doing.
Have never been more aware than the night we'd spent together."
Julian swooned at Jonah's perfect side profile without bothering to conceal his passion.
In the next moment, he reached out to kiss Jonah on the cheek.
Jonah's eyes filled with passion as he curled his fingers in Julian's grasp.
Julian promised, "I'll take charge of Dad's illness.
Don't ever try to hire another doctor.
I'm the only doctor you need."
Then, he lifted his chin smugly.
This time, Julian openly referred to Winston as Dad without any hesitation or embarrassment.
Jonah might appear calm and unruffled,
but he quietly gulped and felt touched upon hearing that.
Jonah, how did you manage to get the Lovelaces to release Julian after that huge fallout?
Alyssa's curiosity was piqued as she inquired.
Jonah's heart pounded.
He grappled with guilt and bitterness. On that eventful night, he stood at the entrance of Lovelace residence for a long time. He ultimately let unaware Meneee punished according to his family's rules. Little did he know that Julian, grounded in his room, was silently watching him from the balcony. After examining Julian's injuries, Evan revealed to Jonah that Julian not only suffered wounds fr8ing, but he also suffered multiple abrasions and scrapes on the skin, looking like a soldier who had survived a battlefield. Jonah couldn't fathom the courage it took for Julian to escape the Lovelaces, all to be with him. If only had waited longer. Jonah murmured.
What was that, Jonah?
Alyssa queried, struggling to catch his words.
Lice, have a question for you.
Jonah turned to face her, his complexion pale and his eyes fi with glumness.
Ehole hat, Ponte gay you'd govet that LVE done something unacceptable and unimaginable?
What if you realized I'm not the perfect brother you thought was, but rather a man who doesn't conform to conventional morals?
Chapter 1656.
Jonah tentatively asked, Lice, would you harbor resentment toward me if ever lied to you?
Alyssa's eyes widened in astonishment.
Resentment was a weighty term to introduce into their conversation. She hadn't anticipated such a question from Jonah.
Jonah, did something happen?
Why that sudden question?
She grabbed his muscular arm and swung it gently.
Just tell me what's on your mind.
Don't give me a scare, okay?
Jonah stared at the ground with a dispirited look on his face.
Jonah, no matter what you did, I'll always see you as my brother.
Won't hate you.
Alyssa choked up with emotions, perhaps from the compounding stress of Winston's situation and Jonah's moody remark.
Whatever happens, just know that you're the best.
You're irreplaceable.
You silly goose.
Smiling wryly, he stroked her head softly as Jasper watched on.
In the past, Jasper would have turned green in envy at the sight. However, he was solely concerned about Jonah at that moment. For some reason, he felt that Jonah was hesitant and troubled.
Jonah had always been enigmatic to Jasper.
Their shared experience at Shell Land Island only confirmed Jasper's guess about Jonah's well-hidden and shocking past.
Suddenly, they heard frenzied footsteps closing in.
Lice.
Jonah.
They looked in the direction of the sounds and appeared surprised.
Mandy.
Why is everyone here?
Winston's three wives showed up at the hospital.
Silas, Cyrus, and Tatiana had taken leave to join them.
Even Liam, who was stationed far away in Lake Town, turned up.
The entire family had assembled.
Alyssa and Jonah shot up from their seats and exchanged astonished looks, feeling confused as they had not revealed anything to the other family members.
Jasper pressed his lips and stepped back to offer some privacy for the tailors who had gathered at the hospital, including Liam.
Thankfully, Landon wasn't around, for he would have teased him about being a husband who was beneath his in-laws, making him feel like the bottom banana in the bunch.
Lice, what happened to Dad?
How did his condition worsen?
Silas' voice was filled with worry, his breath heavy.
How did he wet himself in public?
Silas, how did you know about that?
Alyssa was taken aback.
Jasper's chest tightened.
A glint of suspicion flickered in his eyes as he instinctively thought of Dominic.
Ha! Can you believe it?
As Winston Taylor's son, ha ti fe out at dut this from l'infernet.
Alyssa was stumped.
What?
The internet.
Jonah, no, you refuse to worry us, but you should have known better.
Silas, doting on Alyssaton, much talisan out sure traist yen bitras his punching bag instead.
It's unfair to keep dad's health updates from the family.
Do you not want us to worry, or do you have doubts about our ability to help?
Novel bin.
Jonah furrowed his brows, bitterness creeping in.
Silas, you shouldn't say that to Jonah.
That's uncalled for, Liard.
K. Ain't that Safaz Force hot tempered, hurriedly pulled the ladder away.
Right, Silas.
How could you question Jonah?
Chapter 1657.
Cyrus advised Silas, Jonah has been protecting us forever.
He cares for everyone in the family and never once complains about the suffering he has been through.
He doesn't owe us anything.
All he does is in the family's best interest.
No, you're worried, but that was out of line.
How disappointing.
Taken aback, Silas realized the harshness of his remark.
Gritting his teeth, he turned away.
Jasper felt uneasy to witness the Taylor siblings' fallout.
Their relationship was what he had always hoped for.
Hence, he wished they could remain close and friendly to uphold his ideals.
Someone leaked your dad's condition at the company meeting on the internet.
Eyes red from crying, Mandy said, the entire nation probably heard about it by now.
Even Miley and Jeremy got the update in Contina.
They've just boarded a flight back to Bell Banks and will be here in 5 hours.
They'll be by Winston's side in no time.
Alyssa felt her blood turn cold.
She quickly logged into Twitter on her phone.
The top trending topic was indeed about Winston.
The video that went viral online showed Winston losing control of himself in a relapse, something that he would loathe to let anyone know.
Alyssa was furious when she read the disgusting comments under the video left by despicable netizens who insulted and mocked her father.
At that time, a reassuring hand covered her eyes, shielding her from whatever was displayed on the phone screen.
Staring up with teary eyes, she met Jasper's concerned gaze, which proved to be a huge source of encouragement.
He reminded her, "Lice, don't take those ridiculous online comments to heart.
They might be written by bots purchased by the mastermind, aiming to fluster you and make you lose your footing.
You'll walk into their trap if you are emotionally affected."
Then, he gently placed an arm around her waist.
Pouting, she immediately snuggled against his arms.
Although it was not the right occasion to be envious of the couple, the Taylor brothers could not help but turn green in envy.
In the past, Alyssa would only go to them for comfort, but now, Jasper had taken their place, rendering them useless.
"Lice, don't panic."
He caressed her back, gently comforting her.
"Public opinion might be stress-inducing, but as long as we put on a united front, no one can bring us down.
Besides, your brothers are all here for you and Winston.
He'll be happy to see this when he's released from the treatment room.
That will help with his recovery too, novel bin."
She nodded and wiped away her tears with his tie. Jasper smiled dotingly at her, unbothered by her actions. Tears welled up in Liam's eyes as he silently observed the couple's interaction and report Eve Jasper's remark. Suddenly, he gained a newfound fondness for Jasper, whom he had previously hated. Jonah, we need to reach out to the IT department of KS Group to immediately monitor and remove negative comments about Dad. Having calmed down, Alyssa had a steeled look in her eyes. Alyssa added, get the PR department to host an emergency meeting to discuss 1mm. Copyright and Tempesires N.A. Get the legal department to draft a public announcement as well as a legal letter to hold the user accountable for leaking the video. Jonah reassured her, Lice, do not worry. We'll take care of these matters. Jasper, always thoughtful and a step ahead, informed her, I've sent Xavier to work on the online monitoring and comment removal. Feeling much relaxed, Alyssa still carried a heavy heart. The doors AF. Cue the treatment reaming Ben at. The tea time. Julian emerged in a white coat. He removed his surgical mask to reveal a disheartened expression. Chapter 1658. The tailors were astonished to find Julian at the hospital. Mandy's eyes widened in surprise as she dashed over to him. Why are you here? Jonah's dad is in trouble. Have to show up to help, no matter what it takes, Aunt Mandy. Julian grinned, his lovely face covered in sweat. Feeling horrible, Mandy stared at her feet. She was the one who chased Julian out of Heights' villa, alerted the Lovelaces about it, and the reason Julian was humiliated in front of the Taylors. She hadn't expected Julian to have dropped everything to help the Taylors when they were in trouble, which would put him at risk of getting punished by the Lovelaces. This showed that he was serious about Jonah. Nevertheless, if the true love between Julian and Jonah would only land them in hot water, she'd rather Julian treat Jonah as one of his many flings. Julian, how's Dad doing? Alyssa and the rest of her family surrounded Julian, casting worried looks at him. Please brace yourself before listening to what I have to say. Julian directed a complicated look at Jonah's face before scanning the others. Mr. Winston's condition is not optimistic at all. Suggest keeping him away from work and following me to Mosgravia for follow-up treatments. From now on, he needs to focus on rehabilitation. If he takes the medical advice, he'll stand a better chance at recovery. Not optimistic? What's that supposed to mean? Alyssa had a sinking feeling in her gut while the other family members spiraled into chaos. Lila, Tatiana, and Colleen teared up when they heard the medical update. We've diagnosed Mr. Winston's incontinence as a side effect of drugs. But Winston has just taken the drug twice. Even if there were side effects, they couldn't be this serious. Mandy was badly shaken. Cyrus had to hold her to stop her from collapsing. After some hesitation, Julian decided to be upfront. Every patient has a different tolerance to drugs. A younger man could have handled the side effects better, but given Mr. Winston's age, his health does not allow him to undergo such extreme treatment. What happened last time was to save his life. After all, we don't want him permanently paralyzed or brain dead, do we? But this time, things are different. After he is resuscitated, we should perform conventional treatments on him.
The results will take time to show, but at least he will be making slow and steady progress instead of experiencing the horrible side effects like what happened today. Jasper hung his head dejectedly. His arms went limp, and his fists tightened. He assumed the blame because all this wouldn't have happened if he hadn't provided Winston with the medicine. Julian, do you mean that Dad would sooner or later? Alyssa's voice trailed off. She choked up, feeling like she was on pins and needles. This illness, in its advanced phase, will affect the patient's cognitive functions, leading to a decrease in cognitive abilities and IQ. The patient's bladder muscles might work as usual, but the patient will experience incontinence due to losing muscle control from cognitive impairment, explained Julian. He stared at the floor to conceal his emotions. Obtained Mr. Winston's medical records from Mr. Benton to get an overview of his health over the past few years. He's been suffering from a moderate stroke, which he kept a secret from his family and the public. He has been desperately hanging on to his work and refusing to retire early. It would have been easier to treat a minor stroke. Now, all we can do is use the most advanced treatment-effective notion to alleviate his symptoms and slow down the disease's progression. Alyssa never once moved her eyes from Julian's lips. Overwhelmed by sadness, she wept, knowing that Winston would never recover. The upsetting news struck the Taylor family like thunder. Would this spell the end for the Bell Banks tycoon and the king of KS Group? Jasper received a call from Landon at that time. He quickly answered the call with his back turned toward the others. Landon. Jasper, saw the news. Mr. Winston's illness is the talk of the town. It sounds serious, Landois. VV Icewag Levi concern. Bro. Tell me immediately if you need help. You and Lice are more than friends to me, your family. Will try my best to help you no matter what happens. Thank you, Landon. Jasper, in a bitter and hoarse tone, replied, you all have the time, please ask for experts ear treaty stroke in Cyrus and abroad. I'd like to help Mr. Winston and Lice to the best of my ability. Your problem is of utmost importance to me. I'll utilize all resources in the Harper Group to get you the medical expert. Chapter 1659. Jasper's languid tone pained Landon. Jasper, stop sounding so defeated. Chin up, won't you? Sometimes, when struggle to face the boomers in top leadership as the company president, mimic what you do. You're my role model, and you need to act like one. Who else am going to learn from? To Landon, who lost his father young, Jasper was more than a true friend, he was also an older brother who contributed significantly to Landon's growth. Jasper managed a smile, his frosty expression softening. Still, Landon's remark failed to lighten up his mood. Right after Jasper ended the call, everyone else's phones buzzed with notifications in unison. Sean, who had been out dealing with work matters on Alyssa and Jonah's behalf, hurried back frantically. Mr. Jonah, have bad news. As the words rolled off his tongue, he turned white and froze on the spot upon noticing the other family members present. Alyssa, Jasper, and the others had checked the push notifications on their respective phones. The title read, Shocker. KS Group President Caught in Gay Love Affair, Shocking Photo Proof Inside. The next title read,
K.S. group president spotted in late-night rendezvous with lover. Another news article wrote, confirmed gay, scandalous snaps exposed. K.S. group president's steamy photos leaked. Alyssa's mind went blank as a shiver ran down her spine. Blood frozen, she tapped into the article with trembling fingers. Photos of Jonah and Julian kissing and hugging in the car were released. Such snaps wouldn't have caused a stir if it happened between a man and woman. Unfortunately, it was a romance between two men, which became a shocking crisis. The article was written in the most sensational and racy way to provoke the imagination of the readers. Jasper, Silas, Cyrus, and the other family members fell into a heavy silence when they read the news. Even Julian, the subject of the scandal, had no words. His already pale face turned a whiter shade, as his ears rang from the shock. Only Jonah stood still like a mountain with a calm and determined look in his eyes. Julian, struggling to breathe, peered at his love through tears. He mouthed at Jonah, "Sorry." He thought, "Jonah, I'm sorry." Steeped in guilt, he regretted letting his Olina get the Ramacha prompt gin to /ODKR Jonah on that fateful night. He regretted confessing his love for Jonah. Just as he was grappling with all the emotions, Mandy stormed up to him, snapping, "Are you happy now?" She fixed a penetrating, resentful gaze on Julian's face. "You've finally oughten what you wagged you've. 9 out. Rind you over because of your selfishness. What a noble and touching love. Are you happy and satisfied now, Aunt Mandy?" Julian's gaze lost its spark as he grappled fes a response. Y-tipped-p-e-a-a-y-t-0-slap him in the face. The resounding slap echoed in the corridor, but it landed on Jonah's cheek, not Julian's. Chapter 1660. Utterly stunned, Mandy's hand halted mid-air, the sting of impact pulsing through her palm. She had landed a hard slap on Jonah's face instead. Julian gazed at Jonah, who had unhesitatingly shielded him, his heart pounding so hard that it was about to explode. "Jonah, I..." "Aunt Mandy, please do not hit Julian. He's not to be blamed. It's all my fault." A deathly silence descended on the corridor after Jonah addressed Mandy. His calmness in the face of unyielding pressure felt the more pitiful. "Julian has suffered through beatings for me and the Taylor family. Do not ever want to put him through anything like that. Will protect him to the best of my ability." Jonah's declaration caught everyone by surprise. Meanwhile, Julian's head hung low. Though Jonah's gesture touched him, he found himself weighed down by guilt and self-blame. Since childhood, Edgar and Mandy had instilled in him the belief that he was the hope of the Lovelace family, thus impressing upon him the expectation to become a responsible and independent man. Contrary to expectations, Julian had become a troublemaker, incapable of bringing any value to the family. He lamented, feeling like he didn't deserve to be called a man. "Jonah, you said Julian was beaten. What does that mean?" Alyssa's chest tightened. "Julian has been in a bad place ever since he left the Lovelace family," Jonah recalled the frightening red marks on Julian's fair complexion. He clenched his fist to suppress his anger. When Julian heard about Dad's relapse, he rushed over to treat Dad despite suffering from injuries. Mandy grew nervous. Did the Lovelaces
Punish him by the family rule.
Jonah, stop it.
Julian tugged at Jonah's sleeve and shook his head defeatedly. He said in a barely audible voice, just drop it.
It's all in the past.
You don't have to explain on my behalf.
From the sounds of it, Julian had suffered beatings from the Lovelace family.
Feeling cold from head to toe, Mandy stumbled backward.
As an ex-Lovelace who left the family, she was privy to their scary and inhumane family rules applied to punish dissenters.
Now that Jonah and Julian's relationship had been exposed, Mandy genuinely worried that the Lovelaces would beat Julian to death.
Without warning, the doors to the treatment room flung open.
Winston was wheeled out by Neil, still looking feeble from the severe relapse.
Still, he sat upright, refusing to reveal his vulnerability in front of his children.
Dad.
Winston's children appeared worried and scared.
Judging from the timing of Winston's appearance, he must have learned about Jonah and Julian.
They feared that Winston would release his wrath and
disappoint Neon Yona. Besides, the Irwani Jishi, the devastating news would deal another blow to his fragile health.
Dad.
Feeling nervous, Jonah instinctively grabbed Julian by the arm and pulled him to the back, a move that shocked Alyssa.
Jonah's behavior was no different than Jasper's protective stance.
He loved Julian the same way Jasper loved her.
There was nothing wrong with being gay.
It did not affect anyone's life in any way.
So what if the relationship subjected the Taylor family to mockery and Julian stood frozen behind Jonah, too afraid to look straight at Winston?
He looked oddly diminished D&D small d despite being tall, good-looking, and accomplished.
Overwhelmed with shame, he wanted to dig a hole and hide in it.